that Rodney Jenkins is indeed with us now. Again, a very busy morning for him. We appreciate the time. Rodney, looking forward to seeing Flash Phelps strut his stuff again this afternoon.
Well, we're kind of looking forward to it ourselves. We missed it last year, and we hope we got him back as good as he was before he missed.
Yeah, he's been, you know, he's been very good to you, and you've done a beautiful job with this horse. He's won 7 of 20 starts, and of course, those two wins in the Maryland Million Turf. You mentioned missing it last year because of that bruised cannon bone. That had to be a bit disappointing. But what has the thought process been and the planning process getting him back to the race this year?
Well, what we did is started him earlier in the year and kind of spaced all his races. And that way I figured I could get him fit. Last year when he got hurt was in the Mr. Diz, which is a sprint, 6 furlongs. And he ran really hard that day, and when he came out of there, he was sore. Well, we were so close to the Merrill Million. But that's the only race I could use, thinking that he needed a race. It was a mistake on my part, probably, but that's the way it went.
The weather has kind of dictated his schedule this year. I know you brought him back in April, and then we didn't see him again until August. Last two off the turf, we've gotten so much rain in the Mid-Atlantic and all the way up the coast, all the way up to Saratoga throughout the summer. He really seems, though, to have trained nicely. I mean, if you're just looking at those bullets on his work tab, those dirt races, maybe put a little more speed into him as well.
Exactly, and you know, he's decent on the dirt. I mean, you don't have to scratch him when it comes off, but, you know, he's not the same horse as he is on the turf.
Ronnie, how about if it is a bit of a softer turf course today? Any concerns with that?
Of course. You know, I don't ever remember running him on a really soft course, you know, but that remains to be seen, you know. I hope he'll be afraid.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of out of your hands at that point. You know,
exactly.
Once he gets out there,
you don't train for that. That's just the way it comes up, you know. I know he's fit enough and everything like that. Whether he can handle that kind of footing, I think he can. But who knows until they run.
Rodney, you've been fortunate enough to be around some pretty darn good horses in your career. You've won nearly 900 races, so it's not like this is the only good horse that you've ever had. But when you have a horse that's, you know, a 7-year-old like this, like Flash Phelps, and he's so consistent and he shows up every time, what's that mean for a trainer?
Well, it's a very good feeling. You know, I have a great owner, this lady, Ellen Charles. And actually, she never gets involved in the training part of her horses, and she gives you all the time in the world. And, you know, that's very, very important. You need an owner that's going to listen to you and trust you and put it in your hands. And she does that. It's sure good for this horse. He runs when he's ready. He doesn't run when he's not ready. So, I mean, I think that's very important, run the horses when they're ready. I think he's ready.
Rodney, A2 Fast to Catch won 3 Maryland Million Classics. Flash Phelps going for his 3rd turf. How special would that be?
That would be a great thing for the horse and Mrs. Charles and, of course, for me, you know, as a trainer. And I'd really like it for the horse, to be honest. You know, when their career is over with, you like to look back and say, hey, he was a pretty good horse. He won the Merrill Million 3 times. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it would sound pretty good. Hey, how about this, Rodney? How much different is this horse now coming into this race in 2018 than when he won that first Maryland Million Turf a few years ago? What's different about him?
You know, in all honesty, every time I've ever led him over there since he was a 4-year-old, as a 2- and 3-year-old, he was all, I didn't even like him, man, as a racehorse. I loved the horse. He's beautiful. But he he never tried that much. Then when his first race as a four-year-old, he broke his maiden. And from there, it's been uphill all the way. He gives me everything he's got every time he runs.
Well, isn't that amazing? And hopefully he gives it one more time this afternoon in that Maryland Million Turf. Again, it's all part of our coverage. What's that, Rodney?
I said that'd be pretty nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would. And we're going to be set up. Our broadcast position for this afternoon is right next to the winner's circle. So we're going to take a look to our right and hopefully see you standing there with Flash Phelps yet again after that race this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, buddy. Good luck, and thanks for the visit here this morning. We'll see you over there.
Okay. Have a good trip.